This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Ken Salazar has a new title, U.S. Ambassador to Mexico. The Senate confirmed him unanimously early this morning. The former Colorado Democratic Senator and Interior Secretary cleared the biggest hurdle, Republican Senator Ted Cruz. The Texan has held up many State Department nominations, but did not object to Salazar. During his confirmation hearing, Salazar said he recognizes the challenges of the job, but is optimistic about the opportunities to strengthen the U.S.-Mexico relationship. Colorado has hired its first ever Chief Educational Equity Officer. He'll help colleges and universities try to erase persistent equity gaps in college enrollment and completion rates. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Roberto Montoya comes from Race Forward, a large racial justice organization. Colorado has a goal to boost its Latino post-secondary graduation rate from 29% to 66% by 2025. It has the same goal for Black students. Currently, 39% graduate from college. Montoya began his career as a diversity recruiter for Colorado Mesa University. He's worked in enrollment at Regis University and more recently as an instructor at the University of Colorado Denver. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
An attempt to make it easier to clear homeless camps in Aurora failed this week, but the Sentinel reports city councilors will vote on it again later this month, and Mayor Mike Kaufman plans to bring it back next year if it fails again. Kaufman believes clearing camps is a necessary step to address homelessness, but Democrats on Aurora City Council say it will just shuffle people around. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is 70 degrees in Boulder with lots of smoke, a high of 95 today.